Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Every 5 minutes, someone dies while waiting for a compatible donor heart, liver, or kidney. On a remote island in Lake Superior, a team of geneticists strive to engineer an animal with human-compatible organs, thereby saving millions of lives. But these ancestors are not the docile herd animals they envision. Instead, the project spawns something big, something evil, something hungry. Ancestor by number one New York Times bestselling novelist Scott Sigler is available for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The following podcast contains adult themes and graphic content. Listener discretion is advised.
The Violet Hour presents
Red Riding Hoods, Episode 10, The Witch Queen.
Looks like she came through here.
Which way?
You tell me. She could be hiding anywhere in this place.
Hey, grab one of those brochures.
Great. There's like 4 floors and 100 cells.
How are we gonna find her in time to stop whatever the hell it is she is trying to do?
Where did that come from?
Let's just pick one of these doors and see where it takes us.
Look out!
Thanks.
Of course.
Who the hell was that?
Could have been any of the hundreds of people who died in this jail over the last few centuries.
And if Dahlia manages to resurrect half of them, this whole town will be overrun in a hurry.
She doesn't want to resurrect half of them.
That's what scares me.
Then let's make sure she doesn't resurrect any.
This looks like a central hall here. Let's start there.
It's a panopticon, and the cells are in a circle around a single guard tower so the prisoners never know who's being watched.
Puritans had this old Big Brother thing down centuries ago.
Quiet. I hear her.
Over there.
The fuck is she doing?
Her Adonai, Elohim, Adonai, Jehovah.
It's like she's Adonai,
Sabbath. She has a knife.
We should split up in case it's a trap.
I'm not dying alone.
Same. Sisters?
Sisters.
Un agla mato, verbum, pythonica, mysterium, salamandra.
She cut it herself.
Convento silvorum, antra numorum, demonia.
She is drawing symbols with her blood. That can't be good.
Get her! It's over, Dolly.
On your feet!
We took care of that lame-ass excuse for a killer you resurrected. Is that the best you can do?
He fulfilled his purpose by slowing you down and giving me time to finish this last ritual.
Reverend Ambrose took all your grimoires. You ain't got nothing left to reference.
Dear girl, I have studied those books so much that I no longer require a reference.
Okay, enough! Put a fucking band-aid on and...
Stay where you are, girls. The distance between us is no longer safe for you.
What did you do?
Enough with the self-mutilation!
The first time I saw this ritual performed was after a white man arrived at my village when I was just a girl. He told everyone he was a man of God and that he had brought salvation. My parents believed him and sent us with him for a prayer retreat. Once he had us alone, though, he drugged us. When we awoke, we were all bound with rope. The man read from an ancient book in a language I could not understand and sacrificed my friends to things whose names I had never heard. I freed myself before he could sacrifice me and killed him with the very blade he had used to murder the others.
Let me guess. That's the same knife.
It is mine now, just as those weapons you carry are yours.
Well, guess what? Mine's bigger.
Rosie, wait! Hold on!
If she can start earthquakes and rip the floor apart to stop us,
we can jump this gap, no problem.
If she does that again, this whole prison's gonna come tumbling down on top of us. Dahlia, listen! I didn't know when you said we were the same as you that you'd survived a massacre like we had. I'm sorry. Please just stop whatever this is.
You girls were accepted after you survived. When I returned to my village, my family blamed me for what had happened. They banished me from my home. I had to live alone in the mountains with nothing but the knife and book I'd kept after the massacre.
My family rejected me too. I couldn't go home again either. You can't let that determine who you are. It's not too late.
I spent every hour since that night studying that book and learning what happened to me.
Watch out!
What in the actual fuck is that?
We have to get across the gap in the floor and stop her. Now!
Dahlia, please!
When Reverend Ambrose arrived at my village, my family told him of the witch living in the mountains. When he saw me resurrect the dead using the spells I had learned, he offered me redemption. Salvation, even. I had hoped he could help me learn why this had happened to me. Instead, I learned of his lies. The same lies told to me by everyone who tried to take advantage of me.
You said you have a sister! Think about what will happen to her if you do this!
I will give her a painless death and spare her the agony we've endured. No one will take advantage of her like they did me.
Kayla?
Ah! Help me!
I got you.
What happened to us will never happen to anyone again.
Go ahead and resurrect every killer who died in this fucking prison. I'll send every one of them back to hell.
I did not come here to resurrect killers. I'm here to resurrect witches.
Dahlia, there were no witches. The girls who died here were innocent. The witch hunt was just hysteria.
When I resurrect them, they can do as I have done and go forth to raise their own dead and exact their vengeance on this world.
It's now or never.
How do we get over there?
Anyone else do gymnastics?
Yeah, why?
Vault me over there. Jackie, get ready with your harpoon. Now!
Elisa! Thanks.
Kayla! Jackie, come on!
You cannot stop this. It's too late.
Watch us.
Rosie, look out! Rosie, no!
Kayla?
You okay?
I will be. Get her!
I wish you could live to see this judgment. It will be beautiful and much better than this world deserves.
Jesus, Dahlia, listen to them! They're in agony! They don't want to be here!
They are confused.
They didn't ask for this to happen to them, just like you didn't ask for this.
Just like none of us asked for this.
It doesn't matter. The doorway has opened. Welcome, sister. Welcome to you all.
The only judgment today is yours, Dahlia.
Did we stop the ritual?
I think by killing Dahlia, we closed the doorway she had opened.
And those poor girls didn't want to be here in the first place. They returned to the other side as soon as they could.
Oh, thank God.
Oh. High five!
You're bleeding.
So are you.
She got us all.
Yeah, we should probably get to a hospital.
Let's go.
She's still breathing.
What? How?
Man, forget her.
We can't just leave her.
The cops can deal with her.
Don't. Just rest. I'm sorry, but... Hey!
Kayla, you all right?
I'm fine.
What'd she say?
Nothing.
It was obviously something.
It was in that weird-ass language she was speaking earlier. I don't know what it means.
FBI, freeze! Drop your weapons. Everyone down. Hands on your head.
You're late again, Anton.
Your boyfriend sucks, Elisa.
Not my boyfriend.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/realm. You can shop from anywhere doing pretty much anything. You might shop while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast. And however you shop, we all know and love the thrill of the hunt. But do you also know how to get the thrill of the best deals? Because Rakuten shoppers do. With Rakuten, they get the deals they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Sephora, Nike, and even Expedia if you're looking to get some travel in. And getting cash back doesn't mean you have to miss out on sales because those can just be stacked right on top. It's easy to use and based on a simple idea. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back through PayPal or check. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Elisa.
Oh, are we back on a first name basis, Agent Gallo?
Special Agent Gallo, thank you. How are you holding up?
I'll be doing a whole lot better once I know whether or not I'm under arrest.
I disabled the video camera and the microphones in this room before I entered. We can speak freely.
You first.
I couldn't help but notice all your friends knew my first name.
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
What else did you tell them about me?
There wasn't anything else to tell them.
You're all being released on your own recognizance. I can't promise you this is over. You will all have a lot of questions to answer, but I promise I'll try and cover for you as much as I can.
Thank you.
It's the least I could do. Remember, the cameras are off and no one's watching us right now, so be honest with me. What else do I need to know that would help with my investigation?
Look, I have told you everything I know. Anything else that could help you would be in those books Reverend Ambrose had in his revival tent.
There were no books in the tent.
Then they must have burned in the fire.
No, we located the pyre you described, and if there were books burned on top of it, we would have found ashes on it, but the pyre was empty.
That's impossible.
I know. It's like someone snuck in and stole all those books before you could inventory them. But that'd be crazy, right?
Yeah, right.
Once I step outside, I'll turn the cameras back on, and an agent will come let you know when it's time to go. You sure you don't want to stay at a hospital overnight?
No, your medics were very thorough. Thank you.
You're lucky that lady just cut you. Your friends Kayla and Jackie both got puncture wounds.
Wait, but they're okay, right?
They should be fine. How are you planning to get back to Arizona?
Well, I am done with road trips for a while. Ugh. Was thinking I'd catch a flight.
Probably a good idea. Tell Kate I said hi. I'll see you soon.
Is that a threat?
Take care, Lisa.
You sure you're okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. I just want to get the hell out of here. Feds creep me out.
So, we're just free to go?
Nothing's free with these dudes. Don't let your guard down just yet.
You all right, Kayla?
Yo, Earth to Kayla.
I'm fine.
What did Dahlia say to you back at Havenhurst?
I don't even remember.
You sure about that? Because this show seemed like you know something.
I'm just thinking about all the places I want to hit while we're here in Boston. You guys wouldn't let me do any touristy shit this whole time. Now I'm going to do all of the touristy shit here. I'm talking Freedom Trail and lobster rolls and a show at the Sinclair.
Oh, man.
Look, I'd love to join you, but I gotta get home. I'll take you up on that offer for a ride, Rosie.
Yeah, same.
Can do. After that, I think I'm gonna go surprise my family. I might even come clean and let them know what I've really been up to these last few months. Well, not all of it.
If you ever do take that marketing job in Scottsdale, hit me up. And if any of you needs a vacation, you can crash at my place.
Oh, damn. We should exchange our real phone numbers and shit, huh?
Most definitely. It's gonna be weird not being crammed in a van with y'all all day.
We'll stay in touch.
But like, for real, stay in touch. You're the closest thing I've had to sisters.
Gonna kill a slayer for life, right?
So what happens next?
I don't know. You think Little Red Riding Hood had a happily ever after?
Yeah, I'd like to think so. Especially since we defeated the wolf.
Did we, though? I mean, Dahlia and Reverend Ambrose might be gone, but those books are still out there. And we know there are other people looking for them, too.
Can we at least wait a few days before starting another fight? Come on, Kayla. I can give you a ride to a hotel.
Yo, Kayla, come on. Seriously.
What kind of asshole is drag racing in front of the goddamn FBI? Look out!
Listening to Red Riding Hoods, a production of Violet Hour Media, directed by Sarah Joy Brown, written by David Quiros Jr. Music supervision, music composition, and Foley artistry by Michael Paris. Sound designed, mixed, and mastered by Jean-Marc Brissac. Edited by Sarah Joy Brown and Michael Paris. Executive producer, Cassie Josepho. Creative producer,
Maria Corso. Haley Poulos is the voice of Elisa. Michaela Bartholomew is Jackie. Sam Dumit is Rosie. Gina Kim is Kayla. Isha Blacker is Anton. Miranda Saleen is Dahlia. Ian Dick is Reverend Ambrose. With Carolyn Hennessy. Additional voices by David Deluise, Eric Martzoff, Joshua Baton, Brad Hawkins, Kelly Pruner, Alice Pollock, Connor McGiffin, Daniel May, and Jennifer Sun Bell.
Hey there, it's Rachel Ballinger, and I am extremely excited to invite you to Rachel Uncensored. It's my podcast where I sit down and get real with my friends and celebrity guests, where we talk about all sorts of topics. And sometimes we might be under the influence when we do so. We cover things from personal stories to hot button issues. And it's the only place on the internet you can find an uncensored version of me. It's a side of me that you might not have seen before because it's not the most family or brand friendly. But don't worry, I'm still sort of slightly a decent human being. If you're intrigued, then make sure you check it out. New episodes drop every Wednesday. You can find it on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Trust me, you won't want to miss out on the fun and candid conversations we have here on Rachel Uncensored.